Tilley from Talk Business and Politics, who can tell us all about many things, perhaps even oxygen saturation levels. He joins us from a coffee shop in downtown Fort Smith. Happy Friday the 13th, Michael.
Yeah, yes, Friday the 13th, that's what I was going to say. But, there's some things I'm not sure I want my clothes telling me. And if they do, I hope they don't talk out loud.
No.
So that could be embarrassing.
No, the clothes of the future we saw last night, this fashion show, did not talk out loud. I think they would just tell you as you are going about your business.
Yeah, because my clothes, if they talked out loud, it would be a lot of, this boy's gassy. So stay away.
Well, this gives me an unexpected segue to our first subject, which is the discussion of a proposed prepared food tax in Fort Smith.
Yeah, speaking of a lot of gas. So here we go again with a prepared food tax. You know, the city tried it several years ago and got spanked politically, just put it on. And then there was a citizen vote, and citizens put it on a ballot and voted it down pretty quickly. Now, we come again, and the reason is that the city is funding to the tune of about $777,000 the convention center. Prepared food tax would raise roughly about $1.8 million a year, so they could use that to pay for the convention center. Who knows what else they would do with the money. But first of all, Kyle, I think that it's interesting the board bringing this up at this point, because it does nothing to help push the millage vote that Fort Smith Public Schools are pushing. I mean, that millage vote's going to have a tough enough time as it is. You give opponents or people sitting on the fence another tax to talk about, and it just gives them reason or even more reason to vote against the millage. So from that standpoint, it's unfortunate. And then I think they're going to have three hurdles to even get it moving forward. And I don't see it being put on a ballot or an act this year, but those three hurdles are, number one, it's a tax. And number two, the leadership, the same leadership that's responsible for the convention center, which has been criticized, right or wrong, for its handling of the convention center, for recruiting events, they would be the ones receiving the tax money. And then the third issue is this consent decree that the city's under, that $480 million consent decree, which has raised water and sewer fees and will probably continue to see some increases in that. So as much as the city of Fort Smith probably needs a prepared food tax to help promote tourism and help promote its growing tourism and other cultural amenities, I'm going to be very, very surprised if citizens approve this in the near future.
Well, we're talking about funding a major piece of square footage in Fort Smith.
Right.
Another one that was in the news and Talk Business and Politics this week is the former headquarters for Golden Living. It's now for sale, I think 318,000 square feet. What does this mean in the immediacy that this building's up, and what does it mean for the future of Golden Living having any sort of existence or footprint in the Fort Smith metro?
Well, those are all good questions, and the problem is there aren't no definitive answers. It just creates more uncertainty. And you mentioned it, this large 318,000 square foot office space. And look, this is Class A, very unique office space. This isn't, you don't go down to a American Steel and throw a building up. This is, and it's wired to the top. I mean, it's probably one of the more unique buildings in Arkansas. So finding just one tenant or one person is going to be tough. You know, it took years to find someone to buy a Whirlpool plant. It took years for someone to buy the Mitsubishi building. So this is going to be another case, maybe even more complicated because of its the nature of the building and where it's located. I think, and I'm working to get to answer your questions, I think it's more likely, because the building's also for lease, not just for sale, but that they'll find several tenants to go, may end up being a multi-tenant facility. But the uncertainty has been around really since 2016, when Golden Living began to sell off a lot of their divisions. They sold three major divisions in 2016. And employment, which there was around, it was over 1,000. Some people say it got as high as 1,500. But in 2016, it was down around 900. Now it's around 300 to 400, depending on who you want to believe. And so that's a big hit to the Fort Smith economy. We had the University of Arkansas Little Rock conduct a study back in 2016 in which they calculated the loss of 600 jobs there, which is really what we've seen, would be a negative 2% loss to the overall labor income for the Fort Smith metro area. 2% may not sound like a lot, but for a region that struggled to get on its feet, it's not welcome news.
Well, we can follow what answers you do get at talkbusiness.net. These stories and others there. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. Let me know if you get some of those clothes with biomedical sensors, and we'll talk about that next week.
All right, we'll do. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Michael.